Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Lily, ¿qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Alright, alright, it's enough. So, I'm here with Lily.
Hello.
And with Marco from English Pod.
Hey everyone.
His English is getting better and better.
It is.
So
it's,
funny.
It's improved.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Thank you, English Pod.
Okay, Lily, so you're here because I want you to tell us what's going on. JP is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you are interviewing more people, new people.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going great, actually. You know, it's very exciting. I got a lot of candidates coming in, and there's actually a lot of talented people out there. I mean, we are going to find someone that is great.
Uh-huh.
And users, you know, I'm always thinking about you, about what you want, so I'm just gonna get the best.
We're thinking about Marco maybe hosting with you, but I don't think he's very good.
No, yeah.
He's good for English,
Spanish isn't that good.
Shut up.
It needs to be worked on. No, we did do an advanced lesson, so
yes.
Maybe like on the advanced stuff, we might be doing some things together.
But, I mean, as I told you, I think it's a big challenge.
Uh-huh.
Because we're looking for someone that is talented, has skills, has love for the language, the culture. So there's a lot of factors, but I mean, everyone is different. So we're going to find someone that is different than JP, because JP is JP, right?
Yeah.
So you can never, you know, replace
right.
people.
It'll be a new style, but it'll still be fun. It'll be entertaining and you'll still be learning. So
exactly.
It'll be a mix of everything.
Exactly.
So if
that's right.
Anybody out there is interested in living in Shanghai and having a job in Spanish pod?
Yeah.
Maybe
just send me an email.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the lessons coming next week. On Monday, we have an elementary lesson, and it's how many pages?
Yes,
how many pages? Pages.
Is it like about a book?
No, it's about a thesis. Yeah, someone is writing their thesis and they're asking.
Thesis.
You didn't do a thesis, did
Thank
you?
Thank God.
You didn't do a thesis?
Of course not.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Oh, no way. Are you serious?
How did you...
Why would you do a thesis?
Okay,
it's
now,
like a requirement to
yeah,
graduate.
Now I understand your writing skills.
They're better than yours, my love. In Spanish, they are.
Wait. No. So you studied in Canada and you didn't do a thesis. So what'd you do?
No, we didn't have to do a thesis.
Did you take exams?
Like of course, for every class. But
So you just finished your last year and that's it?
Yeah, you have to complete your credits and that's it.
That's so easy.
Yeah.
That's so easy. Wow. Like, my thesis was like 270 pages or something.
That's wow. a waste of time.
It's not.
What did you do your thesis on?
I did my thesis on the impact on the internet, on the democratic process of the U.S. elections.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
You even sound a little bit intelligent.
Thank you, Leo.
All right. So on Wednesday, we have a newbie lesson, and that's don't jump. Please don't jump.
Somebody's committing suicide.
No. Come on.
Oh,
that's depressing.
That's what I thought, too.
I know.
That's depressing, guys.
Don't jump where? Don't jump on the bed?
No. This is about, you know, the San Fermín. La fiesta de San Fermín.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Oh,
okay. So it's basically people that jump out of this fountain, and the people just carry them. It's
cool.
Like a tradition.
Yeah, because like people get drunk and
yeah.
like, they just jump over the people. And
it's like a big mosh pit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dangerous, like very dangerous.
Why is it dangerous?
Because it's very high up.
Oh, you can fall and
like you can break somebody's
neck.
Head.
No, or someone they can just move. How many times have you seen in concert that there's a guy just like, you know, on top of the speaker and he's like, and everybody just opens Oof. And
poof. I've always wanted to throw myself on a crowd, like in a mosh pit.
You never done it?
No, I mean,
I've never done it either.
I have.
It must
done
be
it.
Weird. Like 20 pairs of hands just touching you, everyone just like throwing you around.
Oh, anyways, on Friday we have an advanced lesson. Ángeles Mastretta, Mexican writer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't really know a lot about her, but I guess Lily can tell us some introduction about her.
Well, no, she's a very well-known writer. She started writing in a magazine, in fact, called Ovaciones,
uh-huh.
which is a very famous magazine of culture and politics. But now she's a writer, and she's the one that wrote Arráncame la Vida.
Wow, that sounds intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the movie I told you about.
Oh, that's the movie you told
yes,
me about.
Yes, it's the movie with Ana Claudia Talancón.
Wow, I gotta see that one.
I know.
All right, so Arráncame la Vida. It sounds depressing.
No, it's not.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's a love story.
Talking about writing, you continue with your Lily's book club, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it's actually very successful. I want you guys to please just write to me, you know, on send me a direct message in my inbox and tell me what kind of books would you like.
Yeah.
Because right now we're choosing a lot of the classics, but not only the classics, just the recent or the best-selling ones. So please send us your suggestions.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should do Lovecraft. Those stories are really interesting.
Lovecraft?
Yeah. But they're like, they're horror and kind of gory stories. But like, they're really, really good. Kind of like Stephen King type, but they're short stories. Or, you know which other one? Bukowski. He's an American.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that book called? In Spanish, it's El Carretero, but I don't know what it is in English. The Road, the Highway, or something like that.
Well, you should pass me some. Of course,
they're really, really good.
But what are they? Microcuentos?
Lovecraft. He has short stories, so they're like very. So they're very cool because you can read like 20 short stories in one book, right? And Bukowski has a couple of short stories. But they're like a small collection, but others, they're kind of long. Like El Carretero. It's a really, really... I heard they're even making the movie or something like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's really, really good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have the book club and... I'm not going to say it, but we're planning a new show.
Nah. What is it?
I'm not going to say.
Well, give us a hint now that you said it.
A little hint.
No.
Is it with you?
No.
Is it about shoes?
No. Why would it be about shoes?
Oh, I don't know.
Girls like shoes, don't they?
No.
So it's not, well, it's not a book club because you already have one.
Yeah.
Maybe something related with
okay,
Spanish.
Let's just...
Fashion.
Of course it's related to Spanish.
See, I'm getting closer.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Cool. So we have a new show. When is that coming out, more or less?
Well, we think that maybe in a month or so.
Cool.
We'll see.
Right. Maybe the users can give you like their suspicions of what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe you can give some clues. We'll make it a game.
No. Let's see what they think.
Whoever guesses, Liliana's gonna take you to the cinema.
Yeah, to see Transformers on IMAX.
No, but yeah, if you have any ideas for new shows that you think we're missing in Spanish Pod, just leave us the comments in the comment section.
You should have the Marco show.
No.
Damn.
No, not really.
What? You have a show. You have Cooking with Tabasco. I should get a show.
You're not officially in Spanish Pod.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Aw, he wants to be part of the team.
Oh, poor little thing.
Hey, my flag is in the studio.
That's true.
Yeah.
See?
All right, we'll think about it. You can also tell us what you think about the Marco show.
Yeah, they should.
No.
They should vote. We'll make it like American Idol. It'll be like, does he get a show? Does he not get a show? If so, what type of show? Who knows? Maybe I can, you know.
I also want to talk about the new version of the Spanish Pod Quick Review app for iPhone. We came out with the first version, and it was working pretty well, but we did a few little modifications. In order to change to the new version, there's a little glitch. It's working fine, but before you just upgrade it, like to the new version, you need to delete it. And then download it again. Otherwise, it's going to block and it's not going to work.
Okay, so you need to delete your old version from your phone.
Yeah, and go
download
to
the new one.
Go
and
to
install
iTunes
it.
Again, yeah.
Okay. So if you just update it, it doesn't work.
It seems like working, but when you open it, it just crashes all the time.
Your phone's going to explode and a leprechaun is going to come out and kick you in the face. So don't do it.
So basically, delete it and download it again.
And install.
It's not that complicated.
The Quick Review app is really cool. Like all the expansion sentences for like the dictionary and stuff, it's really working well.
Yeah, it's very nice. I love it.
Yeah, it works out well. And also, you know, you have Wi-Fi everywhere you go. So it's really, really cool.
I agree. Definitely. It's a good app.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a premium user, because then you can sync your vocabulary and use it as flashcards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you're a premium user, you like your vocab list from the website links to your iPhone app.
Yeah.
So then you can like practice
on
the go.
You can study on the go.
Nice. Yes. No, it's really cool because as you learn in the website, you usually save, you know, do the check it right. of all the vocab that you want to save mm-hmm. that you don't know. So that goes like automatically into your dictionary.
Yeah, you know, it's iPhone crazy. Should give us a little commission for all these ads.
It's amazing, like all this technology now to learn. Like before, you used to have to like write flashcards down and yeah. carry a book around.
Yeah, it's even good for the environment.
Yeah, see, no paper.
Yeah, and actually, the applications they're really cool because not only you see the word, you see the meaning, but also you get the audio.
Mm. Yeah, that's the cool part that you can sync with the audio. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Download the new app, and that will be it for today.
All right.
Okay.
All right. See you next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.